Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it. Do you remember last week we talked about some changes to Google?
Yes, specifically, change is going to come.
They were saying that big changes are coming. And then I mentioned last week that they actually did update their Google, their SEO starter guide.
Yes.
So this is something that Google created back in like 2008 or 2009. And it's meant to kind of explain to people what SEO is, how to do SEO, the basics of SEO. It's pretty good. And like I was saying last week, it seems like almost nobody knows this exists.
Right.
Which is surprising because you're wondering.
How would somebody know it exists?
I don't know.
There's no email sent out saying, hey, everybody, why don't you look at this new thing?
Right. But
you have to want to know it.
But if you were to want to do SEO, I would think maybe you might start with like a Google search, like Google SEO, how to SEO, Google. Mm-hmm. It's going to show up in those results.
You would think that.
I would. That's what I would do.
Most people, shocking alert.
Anyway, Google created this back in like 2008. They had a fairly significant update in 2017.
Is that like the Macarena time?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is what I live with, people.
I'm just trying to.
So they did an update in 2017. In between there, I don't think they changed it much at all. Hmm. But they just released, I think within the last 2 months,
the bats
and also a significantly simplified version of this guide. So it's a lot easier than it ever has been because, to be fair, it was pretty long.
Is this the one you talked about that was 200 pages?
Yeah. It wasn't 200 pages. I think it was one very, very long page.
Mm. Wow.
And I understand why if you get there, you're like, oh, this is overwhelming. But Google has called it, it's the new pocket-sized version. I don't know as I would call it pocket-sized, but I think it's less than half of what it was.
Isn't everything pocket-sized because it all fits on your phone?
Yeah. Okay.
And that's the world?
Touché.
Merci.
So I'm going to cover some of the changes here. Just tell you what. And hopefully, or maybe, this will be your introduction to some of these concepts.
Will you have a link to this magic piece of paper?
I will link. It's not a piece of paper, but I will link to it.
Right.
So first, they removed some sections.
Because they're no longer valid.
They're still valid, I think, but you can probably find them elsewhere on the Google developers site or just elsewhere on the internet. So, for example, one thing was they had a glossary.
Oh.
I'm sure you're going to be able to find glossaries elsewhere. It's not that important, especially if you're just starting SEO, to know what all these terms are.
Yeah.
They removed a bit about structured data, which is something that is kind of a more advanced topic. And if you are, again, starting SEO, you might be using a platform like Squarespace or Wix where you can't change those. There's nothing you can do about it anyway.
Okay.
Another section they removed talked about mobile friendliness, again, because most websites, no matter where you build it, Wix or Squarespace or even on WordPress or Showit, out of the box, they're going to be mobile friendly.
Right. Wait. Not to be rude, but the stuff that they took out, they probably took out for a reason and wasn't necessary. Are we going to go over all the things they took out and we don't need to know?
Well, they took these things out because they say they are more advanced. They're not really meant for beginners.
Oh, they're more advanced. It's not the stuff that they...
Well, also, like the removed glossary, I don't think Google needed to maintain a glossary. Like I said, you can find a glossary many, many places. Structured data is a more advanced technique. And if you're on a starter platform, there's nothing you can do about it anyway.
Structured data? Have we talked
structured
about
data?
That?
Yeah, I just said they removed structured data. Where have you been? It was number two. We talked about it 10 seconds ago.
Well, I think I was just worried that you were just going to be filling the podcast with things that people don't need to know. And I was trying to save people.
Would I do that? Okay, maybe I would. I don't know. Mobile friendliness. You don't need to worry about it because most websites, the way you build websites now, they're going to be mobile friendly out of the box. So you don't need to really think about it. Another portion they removed was about analyzing performance, because that also is a slightly more advanced technique. Although next week I'm going to talk about how you can measure your performance quite easily and what you should be doing.
Okay. Do you, whenever you give talks, you know, and people have you speak, do you think, oh my God, this is incredible. I can say anything and not get interrupted.
That's a good question. No, but I will now. And so they also added a few sections.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yes, yes. One of them being, what is this and why do I need to do it? So they talk a little bit about, you know, for a couple
who
different
is
things.
He and what is
why
he
am I why am I doing this? Because that's a big thing with SEO is like people wonder, why am I doing it? What is the reason why I'm doing this? They talk about duplicate content. Like what that
you've
is.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Yep. And that's a pretty common question. People hear about duplicate content and how you're not supposed to do it.
Right.
And the question often is, well, how much can I duplicate anything?
Right.
Can I have this one paragraph on two different pages? Is that a problem? So Google clarifies what duplicate content is and what it isn't when you need to worry about it.
Because some people say, like, I've already said this three times, but nobody ever sees it until they get to this page after they've seen it three times.
Not exactly.
Okay, good.
Duplicate content is bad for SEO, but a little bit of duplicate content is normal. Like your website navigation, for example, is going to be on every page.
Right.
Maybe your website footer. Maybe you have an author bio. It's going to be on a whole bunch of different pages.
Right.
So Google clarifies a little bit about what it is and what isn't.
Goodness for Google clarification.
They added a bit about videos, how to optimize for videos, which is great.
Yeah.
And I found it informative. So this doesn't necessarily, it's not aimed exclusively at beginners. Even if you already are a little more advanced, I think this is probably worth checking out. So they added those sections. There are a few sections that they condensed. They made simpler. They have a section in there that explains how you can see if you are in Google, if your website is in Google. And they've made that section shorter, a little simpler, and given some sticks.
Some sticks. We love sticks.
Give away sticks all the time.
Yeah. I'm eating a steck right now.
They give you some steps you can take if you don't see your site in Google. If you're like, where's my site? I can't find it. This would be applicable to you.
Steck.com.
Some other sections that they simplified a little bit. Title links, snippets, images. Opting out of Google. I don't think many people are worried about opting out of Google, but you can't do that if you want.
Why would you?
If you have a website that you don't want indexed, like let's say you have a domain, a website that's just for your clients to look at their photos and you don't want that in Google, you wouldn't want Google to index that site.
Oh, I see. Of course, yes.
So links and promoting your website in general. Website structure, like how you create your navigation, your maybe 404 pages, things like breadcrumbs. They've simplified those sections quite a bit so that I think, especially to beginners, they're going to make a lot more sense and be more helpful.
That's very nice of them.
And their goals, they say in there that this is not something that they want to update all the time. They actually, they say something like, we hope that we never have to change this starter guide, but as times change, they will.
Will.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it?
I have no ending for this.
Oh, okay. That's just it.
Yeah.
This is going over that.
I will link to this below. I recommend, even if you feel you are quite advanced with SEO, that you go check this out and at least confirm that you're kind of
on the right track.
I was going to say on the right page, but.
On the right track, on the.
Too punny.
Right track, take it easy. Hey. Thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. That better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.